Let's bow our heads in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Congregation, may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm giving away my age, but I'm a big John Wayne fan. What a man he was. Even now, I look forward to TBS or AMC or Grits TV station having a Saturday night or a Sunday night where we can watch these John Wayne movies. And even though I've seen many of them more times than I even wish to admit, I just love to watch those shows. Main sequence of all of them, like most shows, is the same. John finds himself through the course of the movie in a very desperate situation, but eventually toward the end of the movie, the tide would turn and the Duke would turn out victorious. In the movies, John Wayne had his own particular way of doing things. When John spoke, people listened. John Wayne movies were for me, bring to life those familiar words, "You can't keep a good man down." And that was certainly true about him. Today, in our Old Testament lesson, we're looking at the prophet of God by the name of Jeremiah. Again, what a man. For 40 years, Jeremiah served as God's spokesman to the southern kingdom of Judah. He prophesied during the reigns of the last six kings of Judah, but his message was not well received. When Jeremiah spoke, no one listened. Consistently and passionately, he urged the people to repent and to turn from their sinful ways, but nobody moved. Nobody did anything. And so one might wonder, when does Jeremiah, kind of like the Duke, like John Wayne, break free and repay all of his enemies for all of the injustices that he experienced in his ministry? Well, the answer would be never. In fact, the last time that we even hear of Jeremiah, he is a captive down in Egypt. Well, to us Americans who like our John Wayne endings, we might at first glance consider Jeremiah to be a failure, a loser. However, in God's eyes, we know that Jeremiah was a winner because in the end, Jeremiah remained faithful to God and faithful to God's word. So in this word of God before us, from Jeremiah, the Holy Spirit brings home this point. You can't keep a God man, a godly man, a godly woman, a godly child down. And that's true because of the word that this particular godly man and the word that we stand on yet today. It's a word that would sustain him and sustains us in the lowest of lows. It's a word that oftentimes literally compels people like Jeremiah to continue to speak God's truth. It's a word that assured him, as it assures us, of God's strength for us and the heavenly prize that awaits the believer in Christ Jesus. So let's listen in on this conversation with God that Jeremiah had in prayer. O Lord, he prays, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. I don't know about you, but it sounds a lot like me that he's kind of lashing out at God, isn't he? And that is exactly what he is doing. I mean, stricken by grief, frustrated by the lack of positive results in the ministry that he was carrying out, angered by the hostile response of his people, Jeremiah complains to God. God, aren't you the one who called me at an early age to proclaim your word? Now, wait a second. Was I just hearing things, or did you assure me that your authority and your power would support my message? If this is what you set me apart for, maybe you shouldn't have bothered doing it at all. Have you ever felt like Jeremiah? You know, like God has perhaps forgotten your address, like everyone and everything is against you, like living the Christian life doesn't seem to be getting you anywhere. Have you ever spent time telling someone about Jesus, and then after you'd done that, you'd walked away from them, you felt like you had been talking to a brick wall? No response at all. Have you ever felt like God has deceived you? I mean, remember, God says and promises in His Word that He will always be with us. But how many times in your life, and I know times in mine, where we felt completely alone? There was nobody there to help. God has told us in His Word through the Apostle Paul that He will not give us more than we can handle, but will give us a way to escape that we can bear up under it. But how many times in your life hasn't it happened that you felt totally powerless and simply said to yourself, I can't take it, I can't handle anymore? Jeremiah knew those feelings all too well, and so he complains to God. And he continues in his lament, saying that he's been ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks him because he is accusing them of their sins. These were lowlights of being a believer for Jeremiah, as it is for us. You see, my friends, Jeremiah was in a struggle. And it's the same struggle that you and I go through in our lives. It's that struggle between our human reason and our faith. It's that struggle between the experiences that we have in our life versus the promises that God makes in His Word. It's that struggle between the hidden God, whose anger Jeremiah might have imagined was the cause of his suffering, versus the gracious God who has revealed His love and mercy in His Son, Jesus Christ. And I believe that's what all Christians have to deal with in their lives, that struggle that we go through. And I think those that maybe who have not suffered much may wonder how a person of faith, a person like Jeremiah, could ever talk to God the way that he's talking to him here. Well, my friends, veterans of the cross may be better able to sympathize with Jeremiah here because they've gone through many of the same things. I was reading an article by a pastor, and this pastor said in that article, in ministry, the highs are very high, but the lows are very low. And I believe Jeremiah would have agreed with that. And I think all of us in our struggles in life would agree with that. At the same time, Jeremiah and all of us know that while the highs that we have in our life, and they are great, we realize that they are gifts from God. But then we also need to realize the strength that God gives to us in the midst of the lows that are also a part of our life. And if we judge our lives only according to the afflictions that we experience and not looking at God's side of it, then we only see God as that hidden God, and we very easily fall into despair and find and have no hope. But my dear friends, thanks be to God. Because this God, even in the lowest of lows, is there for us, Jeremiah knew that. Jeremiah, throughout his ministry, hung onto the word of God. And God's encouragement to us in the midst of all the chaos that's going on in our world today, he is encouraging us to cling to the only promised strength we have. And that's the strength given and revealed through the promises of God in the pages of Holy Scripture. Stress from persecution for the gospel's sake can easily cause those low, troubling days. But we notice in this text that at the same time, Jeremiah's heart was burning with a desire to proclaim God's truth. Listen to what he says. But if I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. You see, Jeremiah simply could not walk away from the divine call and the mission and ministry that God had given to him. Yes, Jeremiah's message incited wrath and spite on the part of the people. His ministry put him in constant danger of persecution. But it was just as true for Jeremiah that he could not hold back in spite of all of that opposition, because he needed to get the word out. Because for him, the welfare of precious souls was at stake, and Jeremiah would be even more miserable if he did not faithfully proclaim God's word, law, and gospel to those people. The threat of God's law and the judgment against sin and the promise of God's forgiveness through Christ. This was the message the people needed to hear, and Jeremiah just had to. He was compelled, his heart burned, to do that. Kind of makes me think of Old Testament story, an account on the day of resurrection on Easter Sunday, after Jesus had risen from the dead. Those two disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus came with them. They didn't recognize him. Went on this walk. They stopped to get something to eat. They recognized him. Jesus left. Do you remember what those disciples said? Listen to what they said. Did not our hearts burn within us when he spoke with us on the way? I think the question for us today in the trials of our life, how is the fire burning in your heart right now? Is it burning brightly with a desire to share the gospel? Or do you notice that in your life it is only smoldering? You see, my friends, God wants to use all of us to bring the message of his word to the world. He's given us that great commission. So when we view that new family that moved in next door, or our friend sitting in the desk next to us at school or at work, when we see our nephews and our nieces, our grown-up children and our grandchildren, my friends, if we see them as people with a soul, people with a soul that will either bask in the unending glory of heaven or will suffer in the unfathomable separation of hell, how can we not speak? How can we not tell them about Jesus and what he has done for them? We have to speak. Have you ever noticed how a young child, when they learn something new or do something, they're not shy at all? The little child comes running into the room, even if you got company. Hey, I went potty all by myself, they'll say. Or, I'm 2 years old today, or whatever they might say. Or, ever watch someone when they've gotten bingo and win at bingo? Or maybe they've uncovered a winning scratch ticket or sweepstakes lottery. Or, I think on TV, when you hear that announcer say, so-and-so, come on down. Well, are they meek and shy, or are they loud and bold and proud? Think about it. the Word of God, it reveals to us Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life for us, who died on Calvary's cross, and assures us of forgiveness through his shed blood, Jesus Christ, who rose again on Easter and assures us that we too shall rise eternally to be with him. That's the message, the gospel, the good news of God's love for us in Christ. That's great news. It's better news than knowing that we finally learn how to go potty or we've won a lottery ticket. It's the greatest news in the world. And my friends, we ought to be compelled by God's Spirit, the strength he gives, to speak that word to others. A believing child of God will speak. We'll speak always remembering God's strength is there for us. And remembering that even death itself, remembering what death itself really means for all who die in the saving faith. It means eternal life. It means the victory is ours. Through his many trials, Jeremiah held on to the promises of God. Yes, even in the midst of his lament, in his complaining to God in our text for today, Jeremiah knew that God had not abandoned him. Listen to what he says. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. So my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. My dear friends, God's promise of future deliverance and boundless joy sustained Jeremiah throughout all of the low times in his life. The anticipation of that joy that was to come enabled him to praise God and to be filled with joy even in those low times. Despite his difficult journey as God's servant, Jeremiah would not remain in that depressed state because he knew and he believed that God would one day raise him up in victory. My friends, you can't keep a godly man, a godly woman, a godly child down. So, as we leave this worship today, God's encouragement to all of us is don't hold back. Don't put out the fire. Don't quench the Spirit of God as it burns in your heart, because it is that very word that brought you to faith through the power of God's Holy Spirit. And it's that same word of God that brings hope and help, forgiveness and peace, joy in Jesus, salvation, and that ability and strength to live each day to the praise and glory of our God. No, you can't keep a man, a woman, or a child of God down. God raises us up through the power of his word. In closing, that word of God, my friends, use it. Get into it every day. I love the words of the hymn writer when he says, God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. Through life it guides our way. In death it is our stay. Lord, grant while worlds endure, we keep its teachings pure throughout all generations. May God grant that to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, may it keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto eternal life. Amen.